Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's a beautiful new day and the Lord is ready to speak to us. If this is your first time of joining us and once you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show we get to learn here and we get to share the Word of God. We get to dive into the deep revelation in the Word of God. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody to tell every single person that it's time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the message until everybody knows that it's time to sit at the feet of the Master to hear Him speak to us. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is Saturday, the 17th day in the month of May 2025, and we have a topic before us that says, God does not forget. Our aim for today is taken from hymn 5, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 35 to 36. Our memory verse is taken from Isaiah 49 verse 15. Isaiah 49 verse 15, which says, can a woman forget a sucking child, that she should not have compassion on a son? On the son of our womb, ye they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Isaiah 49 verse 15. Can a woman forget a sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yet will I not forget. And our Bible reading for today is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 1 from verse 9 to 20. 1 Samuel chapter 1 from verse 9 to 20. From verse 9 it reads, once when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Anna stood up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on his chair by the doorpost of the Lord's house. In a deep anguish, Anna prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. And she made a vow, saying, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on thy servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed a mouth. Anna was praying in her heart and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, how long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine. Not so, my lord, Anna replied. I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take that your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief. Eli answered, go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. She said, may your servant find favor in your eyes. Then she went away and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. Early in the morning they arose and worshipped before the Lord, and then went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah made love to his wife Anna, and the Lord remembered her. So in the course of time, Anna became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, because I asked the Lord for him. May God bless the reading and of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, phrases like God remembered. As seen in today's Bible reading, might look strange because God knows the end from the beginning and cannot forget anything. However, when the Bible uses that phrase, it doesn't mean that God forgets anything. But at that moment, he decided to pay attention to something in particular. If God has made promises to you in the past, rest assured that he has not forgotten about them. They will surely come to pass at the appointed time. In 1979, my father in the Lord, Pa Josiah Kindayomi, and few of us attended Kenneth Hagin camp meeting in Tulsa, Oklahoma, USA. The meeting ended on Saturday, so we worshiped at a nearby church on Sunday, as it was our first visit. We were made to sit in the front row during the sermon. The preacher suddenly got down from the altar, stood before Pa Kindayomi and said, "Thus said the Lord, that which I promised you is about to come to pass." Pa Kindayomi didn't understand English, so he asked me, "What did he say?" Because I didn't want to miss the rest of the sermon, I said, "I'll tell you when we get to the hotel, sir." When we got to the hotel, he asked again. After I told him, he started crying. God had told him in 1952, "I am starting a church through you, and it will be known around the whole world." At that time, the church was still only in Southwest. The old man was already preparing to go to heaven, so he thought that God had forgotten his promise. Today, God has taken RCCG to 197 nations in the world and still counting. Has God promised you anything? Rest assured that he will fulfill it. However, his promises will only be fulfilled in his time. After many years of serving God faithfully, Zechariah and Elizabeth remained barren and must have thought that God had forgotten them. The God who does not forget visited them at his appointed time and gave them a son, like we see in Luke chapter 1 from verse 5 to 25. God's plan was to give them a great prophet who would be the forerunner of Jesus. When people thought it was too late for them to have a child, God said, "Now is the time to attend to this matter." Beloved, men can forget their promises, but God can never forget his promises to you. Keep trusting him and he will fulfill his promises in your life at his appointed time. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, God does not forget his promises. He will fulfill them at the appointed time. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalashredder.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link you pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalashradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.